This is From the Hip, featuring Dawn Burks and
Tanel Holmes.
What's up, girl?
Hey.
Oh, man. We have some stuff to talk about today.
Okay, Empire's not around. I know. Empire's not around, but did you... I'm going to have to talk about that White Hot Christmas special again because I rewatched it.
Wow, you was able to do that again?
I didn't mean to. It just happened.
Oh, well, so what? Give me your thoughts.
Okay. I noticed that they're not even trying anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, people just expect them to be fabulous, so they just go out and just don't even...
So was that bad?
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't... Anyway,
It was too weird to me to try to blend two people's reality, you know, Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard, Cookie and Lucius. Cookie and Lucius. Was just too...
Even on Today Show this morning, they had some kind of... they had some kind of, like, producer trivia game or whatever. And one of the questions was, who plays Cookie's ex-husband on Empire? Well, the answer, not who plays ex-husband, who is Cookie's ex-husband on Empire?
Right.
Well, the answer was Terrence Howard, which is the actor's name.
Right.
Right?
They said Lucius.
But the person said Lucius, which they should have because of the way the question was phrased.
You said Cookie's, right.
Right. It's like they're getting life and they will never not be Lucius and Cookie.
Well, and they do the same thing with Jamal.
Yeah.
He's an actor, but when... he's getting a lot of time to perform on the show.
Yeah.
So it's just, remember that Pepsi commercial? Yeah, and then it
seamlessly went into the real commercial. And then it's just real, it's starting to be disconcerting, and it's almost as oversaturated as Star Wars. It can't be, but it's close.
I have a confession about Star Wars.
You've never seen it.
I don't think I have. I get it confused with Star Trek.
If you had seen it, you would know. Star Trek has pointy ears.
Oh, that's the Spock dude.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the big difference. And the pointy ear dude in Star Wars.
No, C-3PO, is that somebody?
That's Star Wars.
Okay.
Okay. Now, they have a new droid called BB-8. Now, here's how you really tell the difference.
Okay.
Star Trek has pointy ear Spock.
Right.
Star Wars has pointy-eared Yoda, who speaks in broken syntax.
Is that little monster?
Yes, with green. He's green.
Okay.
Got white hair. But he's a Jedi.
I thought there was some kind of brown monster.
He can pick up an entire ship with his brain. There's a brown monster. He's got hair all over him.
Yes.
He's a Wookiee. He's played by Peter Mayhew, who is from North Texas in the original films.
There's a connection.
Yes. And, of course, there's a connection. There's always a connection. And that's Chewbacca.
Okay. I probably will have to go see it because my husband gets into it.
Well, you'll be able to watch this one because...
But I haven't seen
this is,
probably any
You don't have to worry about it. This is almost... This movie occurs 30 years after the events of the last one.
Oh, one of those weird things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of like you can drop into it
now
fresh.
Now I can drop... Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
so you'll be okay.
Because I'll probably have
Disney is taking over. You know, Disney can do no wrong.
Have the ratings come out for this show yet?
No. It's just opening tonight at 7 o'clock in some places.
That's a silly question.
Well, everyone, I've only seen one bad review.
Really?
I've only seen one bad review so far.
I only look at the reviews in the Dallas Morning News.
Oh, good for you.
DallasNews.com. Download the app.
Uh-huh. And just look for our
reviews. Yeah, because I'm in line with them.
Yeah.
When they say C, I'm thinking when I go see it, they were right C. They say A. So I'm more in line with them than
Well,
that's
cool to know. You should tell Chris next time we see him.
I don't know if he's going to come back.
No, he'll come back. He loved it.
I couldn't tell.
But
he loved it. He was so subdued.
He is subdued. That was.
Oh, why are we talking about it? He could see this.
I know. That was exciting for him. He's good.
Okay, never mind.
We love him. But okay, Empire's over until March. I've been catching up on Blackish. Hilarious.
I have to watch Blackish.
You do. They showed two Christmas episodes back to back, and it was just so amazing.
But is this season two or season one?
Two.
So I need to watch season one.
You don't have to.
I hate when I don't.
Oh, stop it.
Because even with Scandal, there's still certain parts where my daughter started from season one of Scandal.
Yeah.
And I don't think I did.
Yeah.
And she'll know things and be like, well, don't you remember when? And I don't.
But that's a serial. in the fact that they build on each episode so that you need to know those little things. Blackish, not so much. It's a comedy. Okay, it's a comedy. They're kind of standalone. I mean, like,
I'm gonna watch
it. Wanda Sykes is on there now. The Wiz is coming back on Saturday.
Is that by popular demand or?
Well, it broke all sorts of social media records and all sorts of ratings.
What was the ratings on it? Good.
And ratings are really good. Oh. And Neo and Shanice Williams, who played Dorothy and the Tin Man, they both got Critics' Choice Association.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch.
They both got nominated for lead actor and actress in musical or whatever. And the whole thing got nominated for NAACP Image Award, and David Alan Greer did too. And I was watching In Living Color this morning because I couldn't sleep on FXX.
Right.
And David Alan Greer, I totally forgot that he could sing. And he can.
He can?
Yeah.
I remember him from the show, but I don't remember him singing.
Well, they did the skit. Instead of Boys to Men, it was Boys to Wimps. And he was the lead singer.
Oh, my God.
I mean, people have to go back and see this show, because think about it. You've got Jim Carrey,
right,
David Alan Greer, Tommy Davidson, Keenan Ivory Wayans, Sean Wayans. Jennifer Lopez wasn't even an actress on that.
She was
a
dancing,
dancer.
Right.
She was a dancer.
Was that Rosie, what's her name?
Rosie Perez.
Yeah, her.
She was like the choreographer. Yeah. There were all these people that have just shot up to like superstars.
I have the whole first season of that. I wish I would bought it.
It's good for any stuff. We should. But okay.
Oh, okay. So
TV, we're just catching up, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you somebody who they're going to catch up with, though.
Ooh.
Ethan Couch, the affluenza dude.
Oh, yeah. Today's Dallas Morning News, or Thursday's Dallas Morning News.
You know what I got to say about that. The first thing when they said they couldn't find him, I said, what did you expect to happen? This is a guy, a young man,
right,
who while driving drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
Killed four people.
He killed four people and got off because his lawyer presented a defense saying that because he had been coddled by his parents and given everything,
he didn't know any better.
He didn't know any better. You don't say that about poor boys.
Affluenza.
They weren't given nothing. They're the ones who don't know better.
That's true.
See?
Well, but you know,
but it didn't work the other way.
They feel that they might have been gone for 4 weeks already.
Yeah.
So they had a big head start.
They knew,
and
they
could
knew
be out the
he had, right. They knew that he had the means by which, I watched Law and Order, when you have the means by which to flee the country, you got to surrender your passport
and
be remanded to custody.
I think Dee Anderson, the Tarrant County Sheriff, is pretty strict.
He's trying
like,
to get him.
I hate to say it, but I told you so.
Yeah. What did he say? He said when we find him, he's going to find out what Big Boy Jail is like.
It's one of them said that was... Now, that was a Terry Grisham, spokesman for the Tarrant County Sheriff's. He's going to see what the big boy jail is like.
When they find him, he's going to have on a shirt that says, hashtag affluent lives matter.
I didn't hear that.
Okay, did you watch
you're
any of the debates?
That.
I was so wrong.
Okay, you know what? I fell asleep, unfortunately, because that was a night where it was a late night for me.
Yeah.
But I did watch some of it.
Jeb went after Trump, didn't he?
Jeb kept going after Trump,
yes.
And Trump wasn't biting. Trump is like, I'm 42, you're down the list on number three as far as polls go.
And then when he told him, he's like, if you keep going, pretty soon you're not even going to be on the stage. It was like, what?
That's what the part, I heard it on the radio, but I didn't get to see that part. But
Trump is off the chain.
He's just like treating him like a stepchild. And I'll tell you, Rubio and Cruz were going at
they
it.
Were.
Especially, I think it was
they
more
were.
Cruz going at Rubio.
Yeah, I think it felt more like Cruz attacking Rubio.
Okay, like, so we got four now.
I think.
We have, what about, Carson, is he still? He probably already went down. But he wasn't going to get it anyway.
I hate to say it.
Then he was like, don't think I haven't noticed. You haven't came to me for a question. I was like, Lord.
And one of them should have said, I'm glad you did notice. Next.
There was a radio station that they were playing the debate, and they had to turn it up when Carson was speaking, girl. I was like, and the commentator was like, this ain't that presidential. I got to turn this dial up so you can hear it.
But Jeb is like, man, I'm coming at you.
But Jeb is unleashed because... what does he have to lose?
Right. I thought Jeb was in the back making him a prison weapon or something.
Yeah, I just think that people are writing Jeb off, and
I
think it's just too early because I've already told you my prediction.
Yeah, I know. You told me.
I think it's going to be a Bush and Clinton matchup because I think Trump,
Why we keep going back to the future?
You're right.
You know, but you know why? There's a reason for that, and I hate to bring up privilege, but it's the fact that those are the people who have the money to even consider mounting a campaign of this sort.
He's got the support.
He's got the support. Whether people vote for him or not, he has the support.
I mean, for him to be still be in the race.
Yeah.
And still going strong because like he
didn't
is.
Didn't he, like, redo his entire organizational structure?
He's got the backing.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know.
It's pretty interesting. And you could not have told me in a million years that Trump would be at the top.
But he's such a shy sideshow. And he keeps trying to shoot himself in the foot, but people keep buying it.
But I wonder if he's going to get those people to turn out at the polls. I can't wait for the all.
And he pledged again not to do a third party.
But then, but he goes back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see if he goes, now if he rescinds that.
Jeb says he's a chaos candidate and he will be a chaos president. And it will be chaotic. Kind of like my death.
Mr. Trump, for the entertainment.
Thank you for the entertainment. Okay.
It's been wonderful.
Speaking of entertainment. Serena Williams won Sports Person of the Year. She was the first woman in 30 years. I took off my glasses because I got a couple of problems. And it's kind of like, well, it was some sitcom where, no, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I'm going back. They're like, oh, something must be wrong. He took off his glasses. And he would always say, well, I took off my glasses so I couldn't see your shenanigans. And the cover looks good. Now, the first thing I thought of as another friend.
She looks like a hoochie mama. Uh-huh. I got to say it. I'm sorry. See,
thank you. It wasn't me, y'all.
I hate to be so blunt.
It wasn't me.
I have to say it. She looked like a
hoochie. It wasn't me.
And I just.
She looked. It looked like the cover for her rap CD.
She looked like a streetwalker in it. I love her, but I don't know why they had her be like that.
Well, here's the thing. Someone of Serena.
It was too racy.
Right. It feels like someone of Serena's caliber could say, hey, I don't want to do
this,
or I do
want to
do this. But on the other hand, you think about she gets so much criticism from all sorts of areas that she's thinking, you know what, whatever I do, somebody's not going to like it.
Well, it's like somebody says, sex it up. Because, you know, she's, you know, remember that time she got some static because they were like, she's too manly.
Yeah.
Da, 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 she's got
and now she's trying to show that she's not a man.
And like you said, I think you told me, it almost looked like they had airbrushed out muscles.
Airbrushed out because her legs were like way too lean. I was like, how did they get Venus's legs on Serena's
like
body?
A horse. You see those muscles?
Tarnell, do not compare the woman to a horse.
Oh, but she is stacked. You see the muscles.
She's got magazine muscles cover? Yeah.
You don't see the muscles.
You just, it looks like Venus's legs on her body. So I have a couple of issues, but it all boils down to what I noticed, and then I saw a friend of mine corroborate is, did she use cocoa butter or shea butter on her legs?
What's that got to do with anything?
Because her legs were shiny, and I need to know.
She used Vaseline.
Maybe.
They used Vaseline in them shots, man.
Her and Tamron Hall on the Today Show. Those two women right there.
That
I'm like, what they
down.
Got on their legs?
That greasy down.
Why they look like that?
But that's Vaseline. My mom used to do that.
But, okay. Now,
we gotta hurry up because Tommy gave us the 10-minute warning like 3 minutes ago.
We're gonna talk more about Serena at some point because it's just gonna keep coming back
up. I love her. I wish that it was. I feel like if you got a young child, they might not be able to see some of that. Because
yeah,
it was
like
too sexy.
And I do hold Serena up as like my daughter takes tennis lessons.
Oh, I know
she loves tennis. Yes, she loves Serena. She uses Serena because she's a look and learn type of person. We use Serena as a way for her to kind of learn different tennis things. And now she already poses provocatively sometimes.
So what's next? What poses next? Can we take off more clothing?
Let's stop. Maybe she'll get a hoverboard. That's what she should have posed on.
Oh, man, them hoverboards are getting some bad raps.
They're on fire. Now, you notice, and we talked about this.
Because I got my daughter.
When they were running $800 to $1,600, they weren't on fire. As soon as they got where normal people could buy
them,
they're on fire.
Now they're catching on fire.
Uh-huh. When we could afford them, they're catching on fire. Do you remember, Tommy, when old boy came riding in here in his hoverboard?
T-Wayne,
and we were looking at him like he was crazy. He's like, yeah, somebody gave this to me. So I went and looked it up, and the particular one he had was like a $200 model.
So he's not going to catch on fire.
He's not going to catch on fire. But you people out there buying that $199 one?
No, well, mine did cost $400.
Y'all gonna be like Michael Jackson in that Pepsi commercial.
Mine's cost $400 something. So I'm hoping that I'm in the middle ground somewhere. Anyway, we better wrap it up.
Okay. I'm not gonna go off on nobody. Did you see the Jediism story?
Is that something dealing with Star Wars?
Yes.
Probably not then, honey.
Well, people will follow anybody anywhere, even to hell.
Yeah.
But these people have decided that they are following the Force as a religion. So.
Okay. Jedi people.
in their eyes. Jedi is the reason for the season.
I'm going to have to read that now. That's why faith in that. Okay. Yeah. Wow, I'm going to read that story. But check it out on Dallas Morning News, DallasNews.com. Download the app. It's free.
Yep.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.